This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. This year's Nobel Prize for Economics will be shared by three Americans. They're the creators of a branch of economics called mechanism design. It might be described as a cousin to game theory. Researchers in this field study how transactions take place and, among other things, how the amount of information held by buyers and sellers in a market can affect what happens. The Nobel Committee said the principles of mechanism design are used today in many areas of economics and political science. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us now. And Jim, three winners, who are they?
Well, they include Leonid Hurwitz, who is considered the father of mechanism design. He was born in Russia. He's now a professor emeritus at the University of Minnesota. He is, by the way, 90 years old, which makes him the oldest Nobel recipient ever in any category. The second winner is Roger Meyerson from the University of Chicago. And finally, there's Eric Maskin, who is at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, New Jersey. Now, that is a small research center that has a very big reputation. Its most famous faculty member was Albert Einstein. And Maskin actually uses Einstein's old office, and he is known for dressing up as Einstein at Halloween and passing out candy to trick-or-treaters.
That's great. Now, your challenge, Jim, help us understand exactly what mechanism design is.
We have to remember that in classical economic theory, the market is assumed to work in an efficient way. I have a product, I sell it, people buy it, they're willing to pay a certain price, and we all benefit. But Hurwitz recognized that the markets rarely work perfectly. For instance, it might make economic sense for people who live on a private road to pool their money so the road can be maintained better. But a lot of times, they don't do that. Another potential problem is lack of information. Let's say I'm selling my house, I accept a bid, but maybe the buyer would have been willing to pay more. I have no way of knowing. Maybe I'm dealing with a monopoly. All these factors can affect an economic transaction, and mechanism design is basically an attempt to understand how that happens.
And once economists understand how that happens, then what? What do they do with that information?
Well, part of the task is to try to design systems that work as much as possible to everybody's benefit. One classic example that Roger Meyerson has studied a lot about is auctions. Let's say I sell an item at an auction and the top bid is $5,000. But I'm never really sure whether I got the best price I could. Maybe that top bidder would have gone up to $6,000, $7,000. Now, I could have set a minimum price, but if I set it too high, I risk losing the sale. So maybe next time I'm a little less willing to auction off this item. Well, there is a way to design an auction better so that everybody feels more confident about the outcome. It involves having everyone bid and then accepting the second highest bid. I will not go into how that works in too much detail because it's very complicated. But the point is, mechanism design is sort of a way of analyzing situations like this mathematically, trying to figure out the optimal way to design a system that takes everyone's incentives into account. Really, the best way to keep economic transactions going.
And applications not just in the world of economics, it sounds like, but also stretching into what, political science?
Yes. Mechanism design is one of those very influential, important areas of economic study that have been around a long time, so long it's sort of taken for granted. And, you know, an award like this comes out and people say, oh, yeah, well, you know, what a great idea. These guys really deserved it. Elements of mechanism design have been used by the federal government to auction off broadcast spectrum. Some of the techniques have also been used in political science, for instance, in analyzing voting. What if there are 7 open seats on the city council and 15 people running? Should you have everybody vote for one seat, or should you give everybody 7 votes, or is there some other kind of system that you can use? These are the kinds of questions that mechanism design struggles with.
Okay, Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.